Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to today's show. Welcome to Cooking Like a Pro. You have found us at KCNR at 1460 AM, your talk radio here in the North Station, and also 96.5. And as always, you can call in if you'd like to call in. This is Chef Cal. I'm here with a special guest who I will introduce in just a moment. But you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. Again, 530-605-4567, or you can go to cookinglikeapropodcast.net, and you can type it in there. Again, cookinglikeapropodcast.net. So welcome. I am so excited today. I'm not excited because my wife's not here. Okay, so I want to just clear that up, and she'll hear that because she'll turn this into a podcast tomorrow. But anyway, I just have a dear friend here that I've known for decades, but she still looks really young, and I don't. But anyway, a real dear friend, Sadie Kruger, yes, in relation to Mike Kruger, our weatherman. You know, he's got his podcast, and my wife listens to it every single morning to get the weather. I usually don't get up that early, so I'll catch whatever else I catch. But welcome, Sadie. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And Sadie's got some exciting things she wants to talk about on what she's doing now. But she's literally like myself, kind of one thing, I guess, about the profession is it's kind of nomadic. You know, you kind of people roam, whether the front of the house servers or back of the house cooks. They kind of roam from restaurant to restaurant. So we've kind of been in geographically probably every little nook and cranny in Reading. But Sadie's had a great career and is still continuing on that, and we'll talk about that. But I wanted to talk a little bit, as we have been talking about, in the area of produce. And we've been talking about different types and styles of produce, and I want to talk a little bit about that. I actually want to give you some great information on eggplant. I love eggplant. And eggplant is still it's still in season. It runs between usually July and October, with the best eggplant usually being right about now, in August. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And this thing that's been concerning me lately, and it's about the produce that we're getting and the quality of it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know whether it's something that's wrapped in plastic and we're getting that through there. Now we know there's plastic in our water, there's plastic in the air, but then there's plastic covering our food. And then also some of the things that I like to use one word, and it's processed, you know, because that kind of encompasses everything. And now you're a healthy eater, so.
Yes. And, yeah, so you hit on a big subject there, you know, the plastic, the petroleum leaching into the product, let alone, you know, the quality that you might be getting.
Yeah, and the way that they're changing it, and, I mean, the more I look into this, the scarier it gets, you know. Mm-hmm. We're talking about things that, you know what, here's really what happened, and I don't want to really talk about the depth of this for too long because I know this is a cooking show, but this is still food related. And this was really where the tobacco industry at the end of cigarettes switched to that same addictive thought process of doing that to our food.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and because of that, things like sodium enhancement, high fructose corn syrup, mm-hmm. these things that have been modified and processed to really make food just not nearly as good as it was.
And the food colorings that cause ADHD and, you know, all the other issues that they cause. But, yeah, we need to get the dyes out of the food, the yeah. Roundup out of the food.
Yeah, soil, you know, yeah, and that was yeah. something else that I was thinking about and heard when I was researching was that the quality of the soil that we're using. So literally the stuff that's growing got it. The stuff that's growing is starting out, you know, with, like, you know, one foot in the grave, so to speak. Because,
oh, yeah, it doesn't have the same nutritional value. And spinach is like 1,000 times less nutritional than it has been over time. So we definitely need some organic soil and to add those minerals and into our soil.
You know, it's really about trying to rescue what we've purposely screwed up. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what, and it frustrates me. It pisses me off. Yeah, but it's something that needs to be corrected, and we can correct that. We can correct that by going to farmers markets. We can correct that by shopping at places maybe where things are, first off, not wrapped in plastic. Maybe they're in bins.
100%. And, you know, I think that's a passion of both of ours. You know, when we would do Chef at the Market and promote our local farmers. Mm-hmm. But that is the best thing we can do is shop local, organic, know your farmers, know where your food's coming from.
Exactly. And same thing with like a monger, or like a fishmonger or a beefmonger. You know, the expert. The monger is that expert in that. Go down and talk to these people. Talk to them down there at where you're getting it. Know what, how, what, ask them what they're growing. Are they growing it in, I mean, is it falling as non-GMO and that's, you know, genetically modified organism? I mean,
well,
that's
when you're talking about fish, you know, then we're talking about farm raised, you know, versus our traditional wild caught salmon. So it has a completely different texture, as you know. You know, it's a lot more fatty and it doesn't have that same flavor or texture that a wild caught does.
But the fact that they're, again, that they're just modifying it, that, you know, they're really altering the DNA.
Correct.
Yeah, and, you know, when we get these raw foods that are altered, you know, we have to look for, you know, again, ways around that. And I know that shopping things that, again, are in a bin, but even then, you know, we've talked about that little tag that's on there that tells you where it's from. Now with the Internet, you can just search these things out. When you search them out, you can definitely dig down and say, okay, well, this is, you know, we talked about the hammy cantaloupe the other day. Like, you know, I just finished that today. And that was last week. It was still crisp. Yeah, if you want to cook cantaloupe, that's going to be the one that you want to use. But anyway, yeah, we just we have to be aware, and we have to know that these foods that we're putting in our body, the old adage of you are what you eat, it's vital, and that's just something that we got to be aware of. You know, and ask them. I mean, is it this apple coated in wax, or the same thing with your cucumbers?
Well, eggs is such a good example, you know, and it's so different. The egg, when the chicken has been eating the bugs, so it's getting the omega-3s, it's eating the grass, it's getting the sunlight, so it's a completely different egg than you have one that's been a grain-fed, kept in a box with no sunlight, right?
Yeah, and now that California, you know, our chickens have, you know, condos, you know, because of the laws that have been passed, and our pigs have condos, too. And, you know, and that was one of those things where you see the government's hand in there and they end up saying, okay, well, chickens need to have more room to run around. Well, you know, I'm not heartless, but it's a chicken. Okay, it doesn't have a name. And it's going to end up in Kentucky Fried Chicken someday or wherever it's going to end. It's grown as a commodity in the same way that a tomato is. But you do get
But if you buy local from the local farms, you get one that has had a better quality of life, and it has a higher nutritional value, in my opinion, and it tastes better.
I can see we're going to clash on this. All right, folks, you tuned in on the right day. Well, you know, I raise my own chickens, so I get my own eggs, and we've talked about that. That, I mean, the yolks are twice as big as the whites.
Yes.
They're just luscious. They're beautiful. You fry one up, and you put it on a sandwich, and you can actually taste the egg, you know? So that's just a, you know, it's a better product all the way around. So, you know, and so many people raise chickens, so we're...
It's a free food source. I mean, it costs money to do it, but it's one of those things that you can ensure the quality. Yeah.
But what were we told on the food pyramid? What have we been told since... how long ago did they start, you know, this campaign against eggs and saying that eggs are bad
eggs
for you?
Eggs are good,
and
eggs are
butter
bad.
Is bad. Yeah, and there's so many things.
But
and
which one are they testing? Are they testing, you know, a free-range egg, or are they testing a commercial one, you know, that's been grain-fed?
You know,
I mean, you have to look at the studies.
Yeah, and it's really, it gets down to what came first.
chicken or the egg.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you've got Cooking Like a Pro. We're going to take a quick break here, but we appreciate you tuning in. Right back in a moment on KCNR at 1460 AM.
When my baby cooks her eggplant, she don't read no book. She's got a Gioconda kind of dirty look. And my baby cooks her eggplant about 19 different ways. Sometimes I just tell it wrong with me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Green vegetable eating machine. They make me strong, make me clever. They're my favorite cuisine.
All right, vegetables, yeah, coming out of our vegetable segment. And actually, I apologize, but next week, if you tune in, we're going to be talking about eggplant because me and Chef Sadie, who is joining me here at Cooking Like a Pro, welcome back here on KCNR. This is Chef Cal with my special guest again, Sadie. And Chef Sadie, I like to say Chef Sadie. So
sounds good.
Yeah, but we'll talk about eggplant next week because we got kind of caught up in something that's very passionate for both of us, which is the quality of the food that we're consuming. But I want to talk about your most recent venture. And I want this to tell me about that.
All right. Well, I started working at a high school, California Heritage Youth Build Academy, and they wanted to start a culinary program. They currently have a construction program.
Excellent.
That they've had for about 12 years, and it gives kids a hands-on experience, and it helps them earn their certifications while they're there and get a head start in the workforce. And it's also approved through AmeriCorps, so they get that AmeriCorps experience. So, yeah, so I've been there a year, and I got the program launched, and we've got kids that are in the AmeriCorps program, and they're earning their certifications, and they're working in the industry, and it's exciting.
It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of something very similar to back when I went to high school. Remember back in the 1900s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The ROP program. So this was mm-hmm. actually in the 70s when I was going through high school, and I went to the ROP program. So it was a almost like a journeyman program, something that was mm-hmm. teaching them a specific skill. life skill that they'd be able to use back then, whether it was wood shop. I'm not sure how wood shop's a life skill. Oh, obviously, it's what life could be. That's what you do. But auto shop, and then the culinary arts was one of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just really kind of an extension of the thought of teaching the our youth how to do something. Like, once they boil the water, what do they do mm-hmm. with the water, right?
Exactly. So they've renamed it. The new acronym is CTE.
Nope.
You know, yeah, Certified Technical Education, I guess. So,
well, very yeah. good. Well, you know, I know that I've, you know, been blessed to have taught in high school as well as college like yourself. And I think that it's great that people learn from the foundational level, you know, from the ground up. Like I learned through a French apprenticeship, which teaches you kind of from the ground up. And they need that. They need instructors that can kind of come from that perspective and show them this is really going to be valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is cutting things in the right size or just things that, to be honest, when we've done this long, it's easy not to just kind of fly by it, which frustrates me when I watch, you know, Food Network and my blood pressure goes up because they're not doing it right. But what else is going on with this program then? Is it available to anyone that's in a high school or how's it?
No, it's specific for California Heritage Youth Build Academy for that school. But yeah, it's students 16 to 24 in need of a high school diploma.
Okay.
So it's a lot of students, maybe they weren't fitting in the traditional model and they want to try this school and they're better with their hands. And so that's where there's different programs to really cater to the needs of the students and help keep them engaged. And there's also an adult education option for students that are 25 and older, like a home study, in-person, hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have it all.
Wow. Well, that you know, the teaching has always been, of course, something that's been you know, dear to me because I had mm-hmm. an awful lot of, you know, chefs that spoke in to my my career in the decades past, whether by throwing pans at me or, you know, especially when you have the European chefs, I like to use the word they're more colorful.
Mm.
So they're more colorful. Yeah, that's code. Okay, just in case you weren't sure, that is code. But again, that teaching, especially when it comes to food, this is a skill that they're going to be able to use for the rest of their life, and I've mentioned mm-hmm. before, there's very few things we're going to do more than sleep,
mm-hmm.
Except for eat. So why not do it right?
And it's a life skill that they can take with them. And as we were talking earlier about the packaging, right, of our food, anything processed that's been shipped, the quality is a lot less than you would get if you were making it at home, quality ingredients. So I believe that this pertains to their health, too. So it saves them money, improves their quality of life, and can give them a job, you know, and employment.
That's a great point, you know, Chef, because I never had anyone tell me that something was bad was wrapped in plastic. Trust
mm-hmm.
me. And that was kind of the last concern. But, you know, then again, food used to be more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's been more developed, again, we use the word processed, refined. You know, that Parmesan cheese that you shake in the little, you know, green mm-hmm. can, mm-hmm. it doesn't stick together for a reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't because it's all cheese, because cheese sticks together. So the idea is how much, you know, I don't know.
How much of that powder coating, you know,
yeah.
kind of like in our traditional salt, it's filled with talc, right, which yeah. is something you'd put in your shoe.
Yeah.
So that's anti-caking
yeah,
agency
yeah,
in there.
Caking agent. It could be, I don't know. I kind of wonder if it's just like ground sawdust mm-hmm. or something like that. But you're right. So something is doing, is causing it to behave a certain way. And part of that behavior is how, is just the longevity and the shelf life
mm-hmm.
of it. What can we do to take this food product and just make it last longer?
Well, that's what they did to flour, right? So weevils don't get in it. Nothing gets in it. They bleach it. It'll last for just about, I don't know,
flour,
a long time.
Flour and sugar.
Right? And
flour,
it's
sugar,
been bleached, too. So it's killed anything, and it doesn't have that same nutritional value. And it kind of looks like cocaine, right?
Yeah, they kind
of. It's highly addictive.
They wring it out. Well, again, that's what the industry has done, is it's caused food to be to come into this category of being addictiveness that we never really thought about. We think about, you know, when we use the word addiction, we think about a variety of things, whether it's opioids, whether it's, you know, just mm-hmm. the challenges that go on with the many things, from alcohol to anything to smoking, that,
mm-hmm.
that can be addictive. And now we have to watch out for our food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, it's just something to be aware of, something that I think that as we, you know, pursue trying to be healthier, wanting to live longer, wanting to fulfill whatever our purpose is here, which we all have a purpose and then an expiration date. So I want to take that purpose and I want to use it to the fullest extent. And getting the healthiest food that I can is a big, huge part of that. So it's a... It's just, that's going to be an ongoing conversation that's going to take a while before we get to the end of that one. So, all right, this is Chef Cal here at Cooking Like a Pro. We appreciate you tuning in. KCNR, back in a moment.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it the bell and northern. Look at the skies. They have stars in their eyes. On this lovely bell and northern.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Cooking Like a Pro. This is Chef Cal. You have found us on KCNR, and we always appreciate you tuning in. That's always a... It's just a fun thing to know that we're hopefully helping out there. Again, if you have a question and you'd like to reach out, you can do that. And you can just leave a question if you'd rather not go on the air. But it's fun to go on the air. Anyway, 530-605-4567. And one thing I got up this morning when I was looking at the little bit of news that I look at, I don't want to get too upset before I've had my coffee, and I noticed that Michel Guittard passed away, and I don't know if that name means, you know, anything to anybody in our listenership, but just truly an amazing chef, and it's sad, it's unfortunate that so many of these older chefs, and especially these ones that I've had the opportunity to work with, like Michel Richard was one, and Charlie Trotter, and that have you know, passed on way too soon. And actually, the reason I'm writing my cookbook, I'm like, okay, well, I better get this stuff written down. But anyway, Michel Guittard, to give you just kind of an overview of it, there was food in France. France didn't like invent cooking, but they kind of get credit for it because they started writing things down first, you know, and recording them. And the first big recording of that, and when it comes to culinary, it goes back to Augustus Escoffier. Now, Escoffier actually wrote the menus for the Titanic. That's not why it sank. I've actually done that menu. I've done it, that special menu several times. It's it's like 13 courses. I did it on the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. Then I think I did it at one of my restaurants, and I did it at another one, and it was fun. Funny event.
Awesome.
But nobody grounded. So it made we actually gave everybody little cards, and they could find out at the end of dinner whether they drowned or not.
Like a murder mystery
dinner. Yeah, yeah, the ones that didn't drown had to pay. So, but anyway, if you remember the movie Ratatouille,
mm-hmm.
It was one of Michel Guittard's recipes, which was for the ratatouille, that was actually used in that film with the thin slice, the way it did it, with the green sauce on it. Just an amazing, amazing chef that had 3 Michelin stars, which that's as many of those as you can get. He invented something. Well, let's go back to Escoffier. Escoffier did something we call hot cuisine. It's H-A-U-T-E, hot cuisine. Hot means high. It means it was the first cuisine. It was the highest cuisine. So this was Escoffier, and this was actually the cuisine that that Julia Child brought over to America. Did you ever see that movie Julia? Did you see it? Oh, you need to watch that. Yeah, you need to watch that. It's good. It's a gal that copies her recipes and over the course of a year. It's like one, I think it's one a week or something. But anyway, it's a great show. But anyway, during that movie, his recipe was used. But what he did is he took, and you can tell when you look at the ratatouille, which is usually a stewed dish, and you can look at the delicate way it was put together. He took hot cuisine and took it to a different direction, which we knew at the time and still know it today, is a nouvelle cuisine. Nouvelle is, it means lighter. It's food actually what a nouvelle means, new, but the food was lighter, higher emphasis on presentation.
So the original California cuisine.
Yeah, what we called spa cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
What we called, yeah, I remember when nouvelle came out, because California kind of renamed it spa cuisine. Whatever reason, I don't know. I just remember that happened. But it came from, you know, the French gastronomy of the 1970s. And so that's when it made this big change. So, he was an amazing chef, and rest in peace, chef. So, there's a lot of, I kind of look at it, especially in writing this book, that, you know, that we've been given gifts and talents, skills, you know, understanding stories even, and we've had these and we accumulate these, throughout our life, and, the purposes of these are to share with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the idea behind it, because there really isn't nothing new under the sun. That's what Scripture says. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. I've often said this, that I could live till I'm 110 years old and still not know a tenth of the cuisine that's out there. It's just too vast. The world, you know, the world's too vast. I know even when, you know, when I get an opportunity to cook with you, I mean, you're using ingredients that I just, you know, that are foreign to me, and you're buying them over at, you know, Moore's Flour Mill or something.
Quinoa with quinoa.
Yeah, you know, so you start getting, yeah, and these things that are so good for you, and just researching out there. What, you know, and you do so much of this. What would be one of your go-tos if you were a person that was listening to this and you wanted to have a healthier diet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there certain, you know, websites you go to, or what kind of information would you, you know, give a person that said, you know, I want to eat healthier, you know, would you, would be your thoughts? Because I know that, well, first off, we already talked about it. You'd want to do, you know, healthier foods to start with.
Well,
right?
Okay, so there's an acronym that I like. It's called New Start.
Okay.
Okay. It stands for nutrition, exercise, water, sun, temperance, air, rest, and trust. So those are kind of the principles.
I'll never remember that. But okay, okay.
That's
yeah.
Right, New Start, right?
Okay, New Start.
And it's just like kind of it's a whole system, right? It's not just like, oh, I'm going to eat this apple and I'm healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do need proper nutrition. We do have to have enough fiber, right? We need enough protein. We need fats and we need some carbs, right? But
balance.
I think, you know, you brought up the food pyramid. If we turned it on its head, we'd probably be better off, right?
We would.
You know, we know, like, less carbs, probably, right? And more fat.
Yeah, and
like
better,
healthy fat, like avocado
carbs.
And some nuts and seeds. not, you know,
and all those things, you know, the advantage we have now is all those things are available to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can get, you know, bluefin tuna caught today, tomorrow from Japan. I mean, you know, it's so crazy with the way technology is giving us this open door to all of these opportunities of these ingredients.
I love it. I mean, it literally, we can get anything we want, the best quality ingredients from around the world,
yeah,
right? It's
yeah,
at our fingertips, but we can also get this garbage food at our fingertips. So it's really just
junk food,
right?
Yeah.
But I can get goji berries the next day, Amazon Prime.
and you know, you could go down to Cottonwood and get fresh chev.
Mm.
Did you
we
go
had
on
a field trip there?
Did
with
you go?
Our
okay, I was wondering if you went on
from
that.
Shasta,
okay,
yeah,
and I remember the organic. Remember that trip we took to Fetzer? We took the team down there to, or that was a class. No, that was the Chef's Association. And we went down there and organic farming, organic grapes, mm-hmm, and all the methods that they use. Is that called an oncologist? Yeah, oncologist, I don't know, it's something like that. But it's that person that's an expert in just producing food that's pesticide free, where they would use plants next to it that maybe those had certain aphids that would feed off of other things. So it's just a way of being able to.
Some call that biodynamic gardening.
Biodynamics?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the deer that come in my backyard and eat my tomatoes.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, I might have to get another freezer, you know. I mean, I've got a lot of recipes for venison, you know, and my son doesn't want me to shoot Bambi, but I told him it's not Bambi. He goes, Bambi's mother. I said, no, it's her dad, you know, it's Bambi's dad. But my dad was thinking about this because last week my dad gave me a whole bunch of really cool information and stories that I shared on when he was raised and growing up, where they had to, you know, whatever, they had to kill something in order to have something on the table to eat.
Yeah, and nowadays you can become a vegetarian and get enough protein. You can become a vegan and get enough protein.
Where did that come from? I was talking about killing Bambi's dad, and you switched it to vegetarian.
I was just saying, you know, and your son, who's like, oh, I don't know if I want to eat that. You know, in this day and age, you know, people, they used to not have enough nutrition if they
cut out meat,
and now you can.
The impossible burger. You know,
a
burger that's called Impossible should have meat.
Mm.
Don't you think? I mean, because if it's called Impossible, that makes it sound like it's going to be quite the treat. But anyway, but you're right. But organics, folks, get the organics, get things that haven't seen a whole lot of plastic and certainly aren't covered in plastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some studies that basically say we're eating a credit card a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it worth of plastic. And
the petroleum, it's also in the lotions. It's in the makeup. So, and it has phytoestrogens in it, too,
mm-hmm,
which could throw people's hormones off. And I think it's causing more havoc than people know.
Well, there you go, folks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, there is something coming out of the back of the airplane. Okay, now I don't know what it is, but some days they fly by. I live by the airport. Some days when they're up there, they fly by, and there ain't nothing back there.
Mm.
And some days I wonder. Mm. You know, it looks like they're skywriting my name or something like that.
Well, they still do crop dusting, too, you know, and so they're directly flying pesticides over it and they're spraying it. So, I mean, we know that there's some, you know, they're spraying stuff on the food that is stuff that we might not want, right? If you're buying organic, that's like the best thing you can do. So I always turn it back around to what can I do?
Yeah, so turn it around to buying the best product that you can buy. And again, it's out there. It's out there whether you have to order it online. It's out there if you have to, if you want to get up, go to the farmer's market. There's a variety of them here in town.
Several. Yeah, we have.
What's the one that we cooked at? That's the one behind.
We would do the Reading Farmers Market
behind the
City Hall. Saturday morning.
Yeah, and that was a good one. And it's gotten bigger. I mean, as we go further into the season, we're able to start getting more and more things. You know, I was kind of frustrated at the beginning there because it's like, okay, come on, am I going to have to start cooking green tomatoes? Come on, guys. Okay, let's.
And it's 7:30 to noon on Saturday. Yeah, so you got to get up early.
Got to get up early, but I mean, if you're not getting up for noon, you probably don't care what you're eating.
Early bird gets the red tomato.
There you go. Exactly. But anyway, it's worth the time. It's worth the effort. Because, you know, the saying of garbage in, garbage out,
And it's not just, you know how they talk about eating honey that's local and you get the benefits of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with our produce. So it directly improves our health and supports our economy at the same time. And then you know where your food's coming from, right? Instead of having to depend on Sysco to bring it in. You can, you know, support the farmers, and then they start growing more. And then there's more and more available. So it's like, it's a domino effect.
You know, I truly think that this this whole season of just, you know, society here, at least in the States, it's all evolving around, like, everything comes, you know, full circle. And I've seen it. I've lived long enough to see a lot of those things kind of come back around. You know, mm-hmm. when you make chicken and dumplings into something that they've never heard of, You know, because the things that we were raised on, and that was just, you know, 55, 60 years ago for me and half that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's going to come around to where people are going to start seeing the need to eat healthier.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you're taking a handful of pills in the morning and a handful of pills at night. And trust me, I take way more than I wish I did, and I've been, you know, going through that process. Go to your doctor and say, Doc, mm-hmm. I want to quit taking these, okay, and figure out the best way to wean out the things that you need, because, you know, it got to a point where, you know, and I know I'm getting a little bit older, but it's like I can't even remember why I take that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is it solve the problem, or is it necessary anymore, or is there a healthy alternative? And that's one of the things with when you start getting into your turmeric and, you know, these healthier spices that are out there almost used as, they're really medicinal.
They
right?
are. They figured it out in East India, how to use medicine and make it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
But, our leading cause of death is heart disease, right?
You know, the top, I heard this today, the top, 9 of the top 10 diseases that we have, the chronic complaints mm-hmm. we have, are related to food.
Mm-hmm.
9 of the top 10 related to food.
Yeah.
That's just, that, it was it right? that way? I mean, back when we were kids?
It was not. And here's the thing. We can fix that. So one of my things that I really got passionate about is that there was a program that you could actually reverse heart disease. They have it. It's the Dean Ornish program. So he scientifically proven, you know, it's, I believe it's like 12 weeks, and you can literally reverse heart disease. So when you go and get a stent, it doesn't actually reverse it, but it will help, right? So
Who's fighting against that? Of course, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, the mm-hmm. the medical institutions, and, you know, the
a pill for every ill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think that, you know, doctors need to also become more aware so they can give their patients options. Like, you know, you can take, you know, X, Y, and Z, or maybe you can go a little healthier and start getting more, maybe it's more fiber, so you're going to eat more roughage. You know, maybe it's the seasonings that they have. I know the medicinal components and things like cinnamon, and there's just about every spice out there has a healthy physical benefit. You know,
ginger, cayenne, you know, yes.
Ginger is a great one. Ginger is a great one. And I know that capsaicin, when I can eat peppers, mm-hmm. and I can get that active ingredient that creates that spice, that capsaicin, that's very good for your heart, and it's very good because sweating is the body's way of air conditioning itself. So you'll notice mm-hmm. in different areas of the world, Asian areas, areas of like South America, where chilies are a really, you know, it's a real dominant ingredient that you see everywhere. And
it's good for the lungs. It helps open that up. And have you ever had a hot shot?
No, but
it's with cayenne in there, a quarter teaspoon, your lemon juice and ginger juice, and you just shoot it. So it helps if you have a cold coming in.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. I have those things. So I mean, have you text me that, and I'll give it a shot. When it comes to me, if I really want to do a shot, pickle juice is one of my go-tos.
Okay.
You know, pickle juice is great for cramps.
Mm.
You know, if you're getting cramps, I remember when we used to run, they'd give us, you know, salt pills.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the bikers, I noticed this on the Tour de France one year, I was watching it, and they were eating these, like, power bars, but they were made out of pickles, or made with pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting into it, and you know, I used to have a restless leg syndrome, and now it doesn't bother me a bit. So anyway, pickle juice, save your, after you get your pickles, and after you've eaten all of your pickles, then save the juice.
And if you don't like pickles, you can also take a pinch of Celtic gray sea salt, and then, you know, drink your water after that. Also,
I put that, you know, I put that Celtic sea salt in my coffee every morning.
Okay.
And, cause I use that Black Rifle coffee, mm-hmm. that, veteran owned, coffee company. And it just makes the flavor so, cause that's what it does, is enhances it. I just put just a few granules in there and stir it up. And boy, I tell you, it wakes up your coffee and it tastes fantastic. So, that's one thing that, it's another thing that you can
do. That could be the new coffee. Remember everybody was putting butter in it for a while? Now everybody's going to be putting salt in there.
Just a touch. But anyway, and then I made some bread and butter pickles too. Mm. That's one of my favorites. I loved the bread and butter pickles. My father-in-law, my wife's dad used to make for us. It was always something special when we got a chance to have those. So we're gonna go ahead and take a break. You're with Chef Calla, Cooking Like a Pro. You have found us on KCNR. We will be back in just a moment.
The bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Oh, there you go. You just can't be old Dino. All right, amore. Welcome back to Cooking Like a Pro. This is Chef Cal. I'm here with our special guest, Sadie Kruger, and we're just chatting about a little bit of everything, some food-related stuff, and In our last little segment, we've kind of gotten into the habit of talking about wine. So we're going to be talking about wine. I know that we've done a lot of wine tasting in the past together. So, and worked with a lot of vintners. And that's one of the things I love about going to the wine country, because it's kind of like what we were just talking about. You know, you're talking to the food mongers, the experts, the people that are picking it in the field and that sort of thing. They're picking picking the fruit, they're picking the vegetables, they're picking the lettuce, whatever it is. Same thing in the wine country. You can talk to the winemakers. You talk to people that know all about how to make, you know, the product and, you know, why it comes out and, you know, different ways, different styles.
I love touring the wine country. And one of my favorite culinary classes, I think, was at Greystone. And we got to taste all the wine and olive oils. And
oh, yeah. I tell you, if you get a chance to go to Greystone, it's the old brothers. What are they called? It's I don't remember what the Christian Brothers. Yeah, the old Christian Brothers Winery. And I don't know if I imagine they still make wine. I mean, I've toured it, and the place is ginormous, but I've been to some classes down there, and it's what it is it's the West Coast version of the CIA. And when I'm talking about food and I mention CIA, people just, what, you know? I mean, okay, yeah, I'm sure they're listening right now, but this is a different CIA. This CIA is the Culinary Institute of America, and by, well, probably most Americans, it's considered the top chef school, you know, in the world, I imagine. Well, if you ask them, I'm sure that's what they would say. I know enough of them. I know enough of them very well, matter of fact. But anyway, it's great to be down there. I ran a winery for a couple of years down in Napa Valley, and that certainly helped me a lot to appreciate the effort that goes into it and the process. And I know that the trip that we took together down there with the class where they did a cooperage, where they showed us how to toast the barrel, and so you can get that flavor, that flavor out of the oak. So there's just a lot of things. There's the flavor of the grape, there's the crush, there's the seed, there's the skin, there's the temperature.
The timing.
Yeah, the timing of the year. You know, how, that's why when you get down in those coastal areas, you get those long, warm summer evenings, and they just help the grapes to be able to develop, become a little more complex, be able to get those different flavors. And part of the, you know, again, when it comes to wine drinking or tasting, you know, again, number one rule, drink what you like, you know. But if you want to get into something where you're trying different things and you're excited about maybe seeing if you can expand your wine understanding, because it is something that goes great with food. It is the food. It's not cooked like beer is, but it's still a recipe process. There's a lot of things in there. There's bacteria that's introduced at times. But anyway, so there's just, what are we going to match this with? And in order, again, to match it with something, you kind of need to know where it is as far as flavor profile. So it's like you taste the wine, and it's like, okay, what kind of flavors do I get? And do I want to match this with something else? Or do I want to make a contrast where if there's something like a spicier dish with maybe a sweeter wine so the wine balances it out? But I don't know. Do you have any wine, you know, combinations that you've had in the past, you know, like beef and Cabernet? Or,
I mean, those are the classics, right?
Yeah.
You know, some Chardonnay with my salmon and maybe a little Riesling as dessert. I like kind of the sweeter wine. And
you know, I like that with the salmon because with salmon, it has all those omega-3s in it, that oil. So you get a wine that cuts through that. And if not, it's definitely going to make the meal more enjoyable, because without it, it'd be nothing but just, you know, salmon. And to be able to break that up. And, I know that in the culinary side of things, we would call that break in there, an intermezzo. An intermezzo is the break that they take in like an opera or ballet when they take a break. They take this little break in the middle to give everyone a chance to whatever they do when they take a break, go to the restroom or grab a drink. And so in a meal, you want that break. You want something that's going to, you know, help you enjoy, you know, things to the greatest extent. And by doing that, cleansing your palate. So each time you take a bite of something, you taste it almost all over again. And you just get a true natural flavor. Plus, you know, if the flavor matches, it's just something that's, it's just a great marriage.
Yes, and the red wine's so strong, you know, so something kind of bold, you know, goes well with that. And
blue cheese, mm-hmm. Yeah. Blue cheese is always one of my favorites with a really good, robust red wine that has a lot of tannin in it. And also chocolate, because chocolate has acid, and that acid counterbalances the tannin in wines, which comes from the seeds and the...
That's probably my favorite pairing, chocolate with wine.
Yeah, chocolate with wine, yeah. It's just a chocolate bar and a bottle of wine. I almost don't need a glass, you know? It's chocolate, some nice, really nice chocolate, okay, maybe a nice 70% or so cocoa, mm-hmm. and then a glass of red wine or a bottle and a straw. That works.
A nice glass really makes it, though.
No, the glass does. Yeah. It helps hold in those esters, and you're able to enjoy it. The aroma
is
a big part of it.
Right? Having kind of a wider...
Size matters.
Yeah.
Yep. I know that, like, the Pinot glasses are the big round ones, and then the Cabernets are kind of tall, but, you know, you want to be able to swirl it. You want to be able to see the viscosity of it. Right?
And feel fancy.
Yeah. Well, then you can see the legs, so you know that it has a body. Mm-hmm. Has a body to it. So, you know, legs are important, and you know, again, there's so much to enjoy in the same way. There's so much to enjoy with your food. But in order, again, kind of coming full circle here, it's just like we started out this discussion, Sadie. It's you're not tasting the true natural food if you're not getting true natural food,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're not getting foods that are fresh and, you know, and ripe and unprocessed and refined.
Are you comparing it to box wine? Is that the difference?
No. The box wine, yeah, it's that would be my mom likes box wine. You know, it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you can carry it around. It doesn't have a you don't need a cork. It doesn't have a cork.
Pairs well with everything.
Pairs well with everything. There you go. But again, it goes back to what you enjoy. In the same way we were talking about wine just now, also food. You know, do what you enjoy. And I know that Charlie Trotter, for example, a famous chef that left us too early out of Chicago, just a very dear guy. I enjoyed my time with him. And one of the things that he would take, like a fresh halibut, and poach it in veal stock. So when you're thinking about a seafood being poached in a white seafood stock, the French would never go for that. It would be like blasphemy. But for him, he only had one enduring goal, and that was to treat these products the best that they can and give the guest the most, you know, the highest, most wonderful experience that they can. And I think that's kind of the end goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the farmer's market with something in mind, you know, and say, whoa, hey, look at that zucchini. Oh, look at those blossoms. Oh, we could stuff those with something.
Like you said, that's an experience, right? If you had stuffed squash blossoms, mm-hmm. don't you feel like that's an experience you would remember?
Of course, yeah. So it's just like, again, it goes back to what I've said probably on our every show, which is in America, we eat to live, okay? And we need to change that, folks. We need to live to eat, okay? We need to live our lives so we can eat and spend that special time with family, with friends, doing what's most important in life, creating memories that are going to last. And I know that when I look back and I when I was younger, you know, those are the things that make a difference now. Those family times, those opportunities to be able to, you know, share moments. And food's always around when it comes to, you know, great events, birthdays, anniversaries.
But
you
then
know.
It's kind of centered around cake, right?
Cake.
You know, so it's kind of maybe rethinking what you want to do as far as something healthy, right? Maybe bring some chocolate avocado pudding.
Oh,
right? Or something. You can think outside the box.
Yeah. Well, no, I have tried that. You did give that to me once.
But they say a party without a cake is a meeting.
No. Oh, is that what it is? All right. But again, I think that, again, what we do is we need to take these times and these opportunities to live life to the fullest extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And food is a real central part of that. So why not enjoy it? Why not go out and get the freshest product? Why not go out and get these wonderful ingredients you can work with? So anyway, we really appreciate you tuning in today at Cooking Like a Pro. I'd like to thank my special guest, Sadie. Thank you for showing up. I appreciate that. And we'll be back next week on Wednesday, every Wednesday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.